I want to talk about the din, the Mishnah, Parakei Mishnah, hey, v'noitvim, the end of the Mishnah, noitvim shasan zoichlin, soimer chafil makav v'okana v'il zav v'zav v'yerd v'toivel div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda soimer kodav v'shemakavotom ein maschilin boi. The way the Rash learns the Mishnah, it's talking about noitvim, shasan zoichlin means that kigoin mikvah sheparatz al sfasoy, meim av yoitzim v'zoichlin. So basically you have a mikvah that has a leak in it, it's mine coming out of the mikvah, and the mime in the mikvah became zeichel. So machoikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, is there a din of havaya? Idei davar makabel tuma. Now we know they're not allowed to bring water into a mikvah. Idei davar shem makabel tuma. What about holding the mime in the mikvah and preventing it from being zeichel out of the mikvah? Is there a problem of havaya idei davar makabel tuma? So Rabbi Yehuda says that it's okay. Afil tarik even makabel tuma ein maschilin boy. Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yosi says, "Kol davar shemakabel tuma ein maschilin boy," and you're not allowed to hold it back. And the Rash picks up. Maybe in a regular case, of course, they could both hold of the regular din of havaya de davar makabel tuma, where you'll be bringing the water into the mikvah in the first place. But over here, where be'etzem the mikvah is here, and you're just preventing the water from going out, maybe over there there's no din, and that's machlokes tanoim. So the Rosh brings down the Rash, this pshat, and he's mistopic in two ways to learn this shita, let's call it like that. He starts off saying that we're talking about afil yishar b'mikvah memsa achar sheitzu azoichlin, that we're talking about even if the zechila, the hole, the pirtza in the mikvah is above the 40 sa. But he's being toivel b'mayim al yoinim, which is zoichel. Oh, mamelo, that's a problem. And that was the first pshat. And nochin yoisel afarish, Mr. Maul in this shita, that we're talking about that it's less than 40. It's in the bottom of the mikvah that it is less than 40. Ulahach pirushai nishar b'mikvah memsa l'kul yalma muta litvel boy afkishu zoichel mil mayla. The Ikar Mikvah is not, but if it will be on top, it will be okay according to this Shita. Then the Rosh proceeds to ask a number of questions. He asks a few questions here in the Pirush Rosh, and in the Halachas in Nida, he asks some more questions. So the questions he asks here are primarily questions in the Pshat and the Mishnah, that this whole Pshat is Madna, because it doesn't fit with the Lashon of the Mishnah. Noitvin Shasan Zoichlin, Maschilin Bai, it doesn't fit to say that what you would say in the Mishnah is to stop the water from going out. And the problem was the water going out in the first place. So he says a different pshat in the Pshatov of the Mishnah, and then he brings the Rambam's pshat. So, okay. And in the Pirush Halachis of the Rosh, in Nida, he asks more questions. And he asks a few more questions. But of those questions, he's Moisef. One of them is, Bechlal, he doesn't understand the whole Rash, because The whole din of Zoichlin, Lechem B'Teres Kehanim, he asks from the Mishnah later, first of all. He says, Oida Goyder B'Kalim. That at the end of the Mishnah, at the end of the Perek, it sounds like you're not allowed to. Can you bring that here? I don't remember. He brought that. No, I don't think about the guy. He does one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So he adds over here a question that in the Teres Kehanim. I don't like the whole idea that this is called a zoichel anyway, because zechila kipshutei means that the whole mayim is going mimakim lamakim, and over here it's not like that. So he asks a more fundamental question, seems like, that this is not a problem at all. Okay, now. In the etzem shak levataria over here, in the Rash's pshat, if it's more than 40, or if it's on top of 40 or less than 40, so, there's two basic mahalchim how to go in that. One mahalch is in the Reuven, in Simon Vav. he goes that basically the Shakvatari and the Rosh, the halacha of the Rosh is talking, and the Lechem V'Simla is Mayrech on this also, is that the halacha that the Rosh is going on is saying that Yivir Toivo B'mayim El Yoinim means that the first Pshat was going that it's problem because he's being Toivo in the Mayim El Yoinim Taka. He's not go, his Taka, his Tefillah is happening in the Mayim El Yoinim. And since his Tefillah is happening in the Mayim El Yoinim, so Mamela, that's a problem. And why? Why is that a problem? Because he says that the entire psul of Zechila, in this is a famous chakir of Reuven, the entire psul of Zeichlin is a psul in the Tevila. We don't see a Tevila in Zeichlin. The stomach means, because there's other shtickle that he has a yisod over there, but the way mine is matar is through mine coming to the person, like a derech rechitza. The koyach of a zoichlin of a mayan is to come to the person, that the mayan has an egg and a koyach tahara, so mela comes to the person. Masha'enki, and the way you interact with the mikvah is you have to go into the mikvah, you have to be toivel in the mikvah, and the mayan has to be there to be makabal is tevila. So there's a problem with the tevila when it's zoichlin. It's a problem with the maisa tevila, which he uses to explain another shita of the Rash, which is that the Rash holds that in Parakei Mishnah Beis, by the case, by the Shoikis, he brought the Mishnah of Amas HaMayim, that in Parak Gimel, that Amas HaMayim goes through a bar of Shuvim. So the Rash says, why? What's the problem? Why isn't it Metayer, why isn't the Amas HaMayim Metayer the Shuvim Bahashaka? So he says, it's talking about that there was no 40 saw in the Amas HaMayim. Mashmah, there was 40 saw in the Amas HaMayim, it would be Metayer Bahashaka, the Mayim Shuvim. The problem is the Amas HaMayim is Zoichlin. So if the Mayim is Zoichlin, and it's Megishomim, he was Mefarish. So if it's talking about Megishomim, and why would it be Matar, the Bor Bashaka, if it's possible to be, it's possible, Zoichlin, it's Megishomim. So, it would sound like from there, it's Taka Zoichlin, not a problem with the Mikvah. Be'etzem, the Shem Mikvah is Kayim, even the Zechila. But it's a problem with the Kerechat, with the Tevila, whatever that means exactly. It's a problem with the Tevila. And Memela, it's not going to share the Shem Mikvah to be a Metar Bashaka. So then over here, the whole problem is only in the Tevila. So the problem is when his Tevila is above the 40. And he says that the case is, he's talking Tevila above the 40. So therefore his Tevila, his head, whatever, part of the Tevila is happening in the above the 40. And therefore, that part of the tefillah is not good. So, okay. Then the hashta, and then when the rush comes and says that no, we're talking about the hole has to be below the 40. So vasepis. So you have to say over there. He's changing pshat. And he's saying, no, maybe loylam, there's a be'etzim dika psul of zoichlin. And since there's an etzim dika psul of zoichlin, I only care when the whole mikvah is be'etzim zoichlin. If I have a shear mikvah, it's not being zoichlin. So therefore, I have a shear of 40 that's not being zoichlin, and therefore I have a shear mikvah without that. This is basically his pshat in the Tud Stadim. So it comes out lahalacha ver a lot of chidushim from this mahalach. And in svar. And in svar. Right, so there's a couple of problems with this whole mahalach. Number one, mahalach stam, it's still interesting that there's the whole shakvatari and the rush is like these two tzadim in Reuven, whatever. But that's what he says. But the ma'isa more than that is that it's not kishmak, the halach of it, because it comes out that the whole first pshat was only a problem if his head was in the top of the 40. But let's say the sheer mikvah is amal barum amal for a reason, right? Because the person can fit in there. So the person will crouch down now, became kosher now. It's not kishmak, the whole halacha. And the opposite is also not kishmak. Then in the second lashon, it's taka going to be kosher, even if his head is in the zechila part, according to this. Because lemaisa, he's using the zoichlin for his tevila. So it's also shikol chidish the other way. And as according to this pshat, then in the second pshat, if he's being toivel in the above 40, then even though it's zoichel, it's kosher.
Does it have a shame
about
sadir?
That's what he's saying.
So maybe you can't put the table
in your head on the Zeichel. But that's the case. The difference between the two cases is when you're being toivel on top. That is the case of the Rosh. And on that he's saying it's only possible on the first shot and on the second shot. What's I'm saying? It's not kishmak because
it's
it's a very big chiddush to say that ladina.
Well,
okay, no. So
you can't have a shaka. It's not mechuber.
Okay, I'm saying, but that's already a whole other mahalach. But in the way that's a little bit of a shver kind on this pshat.
The Lashon of the Rosh in the first pshat, when he says, sorry, it's hash to me, it's table gambo yen.
That's he's touching it. That's the whole point. Okay, he's saying it literally.
I know, I'm saying it's Rosh of the
Rosh. I understand what he's saying. He's right. He's saying that he's coming from the literal word, with the words. That's what he says. He's table yen. Yeah. So, third of all, the fourth, but the other kasha, Rebbe Reuven himself in the Haggah has a very gishmak kasha. That means, according to the first mahalach, where is the psul? The psul is in the part of the water above the 40 that's going out. And that's the psul, that's the part of the water that's zoichel, and that's the part of the water that you can't be toivel in. So, it comes out when you stuff up the mikvah with the davar from kabel tumah. So you're making that part of the mayim havaya de davar from kabel tumah. So it comes out that you have a 60 saw mikvah, 40 of it is good. The 20 that was about to go out that you stuffed up, those 20 saw became to the mikvah de havaya davar from kabel tumah. Okay, good. But now it's in the mikvah and the mikvah underneath it is kosher, so it should be mitar the top ashakam. What's the problem? I stuffed up the hole. So now, very good. Only those 20 became a vayedei davar and kabel tumah. The 40 underneath it should mitar it. So what's the problem? Vam kasha.
Huh?
It's not worse than bringing it in. Why should it be worse? It's here. It's part of the mikvah.
It's here. So bizriyos it was possible, and you stopped.
I don't know. If you have to know if that's taka true in general. That's true in general. The machshav the mikvah. So that's a very big kasha on this pshat. He himself mentions it. The next kasha is that lemaisa the maskana of the Rosh. We'll have to be mav. We don't want to be marich on the sheet of the Rosh on the how it comes out of the Rosh. But Lemaisa, the sheet of the Rosh comes out that sounds like at the end, the place can bring down the tour, brings that the Rosh is masking at the end, that where the hole is beneath the 40, it's a problem. Lemaisa, the Rosh also holds the chardless that Amesh al Gshamim, when it's 40 saw, is Matar the bar. The Rosh himself holds like that. So if you're going to tell me that the Pshat, why you need the hole to be beneath 40, but not above 40, is because the problem is not in the tefillah, the problem is in the mikvah. So then the Rosh is being masik, that the problem is when it's beneath 40, so it's coming out that he has a problem with the mikvah, so how could the mikvah go ahead and be mitire the mayim shuvim? But by Amash HaMayim. So, now we have to get into that sheet by itself, but to say it like that is a little bit of a shverkite, to say it straight, that's the mahalach over here in the Rosh. So, we want to say a different mahalach, maybe, in the whole machloikis between the Rosh and the Rash, and maybe the shakel of Atariya, what's the tutzdadim of the Rosh in this Rash's pshat of the leak in the mikvah. So, in the etzem shita of the Rosh, there's a tour. Istam la'alach, it's interesting, the mahalach that the Shulchan Aruch takes on this mishnah as a pella, it's so interesting, because he passes like all four pshatim. Passing like the Rambam, he passes like the Rosh, and the Rash, all the pshatim, in Sif Yudalid, in Sif Mimches, and in Sif Nun. He brings down all three pshatim in the Mishnah. So, the halacha, it's interesting how we go in, like the Tzugang in halacha, give that to you to figure out why we're allowed to pass like all three pshatim in the Mishnah. But Lemaisa, what? Yeah, okay, so in Machmaran, I'll call three pshatim in the Mishnah. Okay. But Lemaisa, the way the Torah brings down in Sif Nun, this Rash's mahalach of the cracked mikvah. So he says, mikvah shenizdak, echa miksala, v'amayim yoytzim derech hasedek. So you have a mikvah with a leak in it. Yesh poislim oisai, this is the first pshat in the Rosh. Afil yesh boikam asoim. Be'inyin sheyisha ruboy abo sa, acha shiyotu derech hasedek. Even if it will be 40 left. Lefi shekivan shemayim al yoynim, nin arim lotzeis, choshuv kuloi kizoichlin. So he doesn't say anything about the tefillahs in the top part. And he says that once it's ninar lotzeis, it's chashav kulei zoichlin. That's how he brings down the Rashi's pshat. Number one. Then he says, "V'adoni avi arosh kasa vade imyusha rubay abar saach hashiyatuk tassim dechaz edikasha." In the case where it's going to be on top of the 40, it's good. Avam lo yusha rubay abar misah possible. It's possible. Now, it does not sound like he's saying that the rosh was choishish for the Rashi's pshat. It sounds very clear that because if the rosh argued on the sol pshat, he's just machmer. Why is he only machmer when it's less than 40? Let me machmer more than 40. He already brought down that this yesh machmer more than 40. He's only being machmer halfway. Let him be machmer. He should be machmer. If he's being machmer for this pshat, so he should be machmer for the pshat. And he's mesupik what the pshat is. And he even paskins that the yesh oimrim the first one. So why all of a sudden the rosh is only being machmer on this one? It sounds like he holds that the rosh holds his posel maker adin. That's the way you read the rosh. The Torah is that the rosh holds its taka posel maker adin. The goyin learns the rosh that way. The Torah. That he's paskining maker adin that this tam that when it's less than 40 he passes, just not more than 40. And it's more than that, because in the Hemshech of the Rosh, which is also Sif Nun Aleph in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Hemshech of the Torah, Vim Balistoy Masedek, and if you're going to use the Davar Shemakabal Tumah to stuff it up, Lepirish Harash, don't do a Davar Shemakabal Tumah. But the Rosh says, no, you could do a Davar Shemakabal Tumah. And that's what he brings down in the end of the Sif. There's a Machlokes, Rosh and the Rosh, if you're allowed to use the Davar Shemakabal Tumah. If the Rosh was being Machmer, so he's only being Machmer on the Psul before the Davar Shemakabal Tumah, but not for the. If you did it with the Davar Shemakabal Tumah, it doesn't make sense. That shita holds, it's possible if you don't stuff it up, and it's possible if you stuffed it up with Davar Shemakabal Tumah. So he's only machmer on this, not on that. It's very clear that he's saying that the Rosh is not being machmer. The Rosh holds that it's better, it's possible. But for whatever reason, the Rosh holds if you stuff it up with Davar Shemakabal Tumah, it's not a problem.
Yeah, I
don't want to speak out what the guy is saying. So that means, no, because some say he's just being, like they were saying, he's just being machmer for both. I'm saying the Rosh, he's not being machmer. He's saying that the Rosh's shita is that it's taka posel, mikra din, in his own shita even. The Rosh himself in his own shita holds it's posel when the leak is beneath the 40. But yet, it sounds very clear that the Rosh himself would hold that it's not a problem to stuff it up with the Davar Shemakabal Tumah. So I'm saying he's not just saying the Rosh's shita is because he's being machmer for the other one. If he's machmer for the other one, he would hold that it's also to use the Havai Davar Shemakabal Tumah. So, how do you go over here? Why is the Rosh choshesh for the Shita of, why is the Rosh paskening that when it's less than 40 it's a problem, but you could use stuff it up Davar Shemakabal Tumah, and why are we choshesh for that Rosh? Now, more than that, what seems to be very tamua is that the rayas of the Rosh, so it depends. The rise of the Rosh that he brought against the Shita of the Rash in the Pirish Rosh, in our Mishnah, mostly were to prove that there's no problem of Havaya, that's not Pshat in our Mishnah. It's not Pshat in our Mishnah. You don't see if he's arguing Halacha or not Halacha. He's saying that it's not Kishmak, it doesn't fit into the Mishnah. So, Be'ikr al-Tzakashas that the Rosh asked here, he's Be'ikr asking out the Pirish in the Mishnah. That's what he's doing in the Pirish Rosh on the Mishnayas. But in the Halacha, he's coming to say what the Halacha is. In the halacha, he's bringing more rayas, and in those rayas, it sounds like he holds the halacha, not like the whole rash. And he holds it's not called the zechila, and it's not really called a problem. And the rayas that he has should be rayas that it would be kosher, even if it was less than 40. Even if the hole is on the bottom of the mikvah. So how could the rash now go ahead and say, it's taka problem when it's a zechila less than 40?
Only two of the
rayas are rayas there. Most of the rayas are not, but some of the rayas would be a raya that
is
not.
It's just 40 minutes.
Well, no, I'm saying his raya from the Terskehanim, Moshal. That's the ikka one that I'm bothered with, and also the raya from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah sounds like the whole chard list was flowing down, and he stopped it. It sounds like the whole 40 was going. Okay. So, the goyin comes in over here, and the goyin basically says, love the following. The goyin says that the Rosh in Sifnun, so on the Mechaber says, Mikvah shel kshomim shenifratz echem miksolov v'amayim yoytzim derech hasedek im yishar rubay arboim saw. If there's 40 saw after the hole, then kosher. V'im lav, posel, v'sham medav zoichlin v'in mikvah metar b'zoichlin. That's his lashon, okay. And then he brings the Ramah v'yesh machmirin, like the Rosh, if it's on top. So the Rosh, the Goyin says, who's the Machaber Shita that it's a problem if the hole is on the bottom half of the mikvah? Hatur b'shem Arash. It's the Torah b'shem the Rosh. And then he goes on and says, the Rosh doesn't seem to like the Rash's Pshat in the Mishnah. So he says, even though he doesn't like the Rash's Pshat in the Mishnah, Mikomokaim misvara islay dimlo yishar men pasal. He holds of it misvara k'mushim mevar. What's the svara? So he says in the next ois, the svara is like the Rivash. The Rivash says that zechila is like katafris. Katafris, the din is katafris ain't a chibur. So zechila is also ain't a chibur. And since zechila is ain't a chibur, so mamela you can't. That's all the Rosh says in reality.
Connects A to B.
Correct. So, in reality, this whole going is a chiddush because that's all the Rivash says. That's all the Rivash says. What? On who? Our Rivash has one.
Rivash says what?
And the Rivash, all he says is that. Is that you can't be ma'ar of two mikvois with Zoichlin because Zoichlin is kataphras, kataphras in a chibur. It's really all he says, basically. He throws in an extra sentence in the four columns. He throws in an extra sentence. You have to know what that sentence is saying. That Ashburn is not Zeichlin, something like that. But Al Kaponim, it's not clear. Okay, 1 second. So we got through this. So Ketafras in a chibur. So if you look where the Goyin says it over here in the end of Sadi Aleph, he says, Hu adin lemikvah shelo yishar. So to a mikvah that if the zoichlin will make it, then after the zechilu there's no 40. De'ena mitzarefes im hayoytzim. De'hein zoichlin vekatafres. Ma she'enkin im yishar mem. So the Goyin is saying that the pshat in the problem with more than 40 is the rivash zoichlin. If it's the hole is in the less than 40, that the pshat is that the part of the mayim that's the zechila is not mitzaref to the rest of the mikvahs. You're missing your shear. Well, that's also going to go out, obviously. The point is, if underneath the hole you have less than 40, then all the mayim that's going to be zoichel out is not mitztarif to the mayim underneath it.
Even hasn't done that yet.
Correct. That's the psur. So, lemaisa, v'zeatam, and then the Goyin adds, which the Rivash does not say, but the Goyin adds, v'zeatam demayim metar bezoichlin umikvah davka bashboyrin, and this is essentially the whole pshat in why a mikvah which needs a shear of 40 saw is metar bashboyrin, because if it would be bezoichlin, you wouldn't have a tzir of shear. It sounds like what he's saying, and mayim which is metar b'kol shuk metar bezoichlin. That's basically what he's saying now. Okay, so. The Goyin is telling us that the Rosh, the Shita of the Rosh over here, that's asering a Zechila in less than 40, is because if it's less than 40, then the problem with the Zechila is that it's not Mitzav to Mikvah. So familiar Katafras, Zechila is Katafras, and Enoshir, by the way, in the Reb Ruben, in a different sermon, in the footnote, he brings down from Reb Ber that he doesn't mean Katafras, because Zechila is not Katafras, because that was very specific in its. He says, Zechila. It's also not mitzvah, just like tafra is not mitzvah. Whatever, yeah. It's an interesting point. So, I'm going to get your question. Okay, so Al Kaponim, this is what he says. So, we have a question over here. L'chayra, if this is pshat in the Rosh, and the Rosh holds that the problem with Zoichlin is that it's not mitzvah to the Shir, so L'chayra, it will be very shver any time that you have a din, that any time you have a halacha, that the shear's kol shehu. We had already a previous Mishnah that there's a din, there's certain cases where you have a kol shehu, and yet it has to be bashbaran. So why would you ever have a din that you need kol shehu bashbaran? Wouldn't make sense. So the emes is that Reb Ruben speaks this out, and Reb Ruben says the Rivash has to hold like the Ravid and the Ran, the Taka don't hold like that. That whenever the Mishnah says it's mitzarif bashbaran, and the kol shehu, it means two different parts of the mayim. There's one part that's mitzarif both, and one part that's mitzarif that needs both, that needs neither. So Mimela, Taka, you don't have such a case. But that doesn't work in the Goyin saying this on the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't hold like that. And the Rosh has, if you have a Mayan Oymid, that you turn into a Zoichel, so outside the Zoichel, you need over there Bashbarin, even though it's Matava Kolshu. So over there, it's very schwer to say this. So L'chaira, it's not mistopic to say that the Rosh holds it completely like the Rivash. So therefore, we want to add something and say like this. There's another going in the next halacha. The Rashba says that the whole entire din of a leak in a mikvah is only when it's a zechila nikaris. That's what noticeable. If it's just a zechila she'ena nikaris, then there's no problem with that leaking. It's a zechila she'ena nikaris. So the Goyin says that it's davar tamua that the mechaber is paskening this, because since the mechaber paskened like the Rosh. And the Rosh holds that the whole problem is when it's less than 40. And when it's less than 40, it's katafris. What have been nikaris for? Well, there's no svar of nikaris on that. The point is that it's going to go out of the mikvah. It's not part of the shir. So why does it be nikaris? It's like frek the goyin akasha. Now, l'chayra, it's very interesting to say that kasha, because the Rosh is the one that asked the kasha on the Rivash, and he said, the Rosh is the one that asked the kasha on the Rash, and he said the Teres Kahanim is mashma, that Zechila is a Mayan, and has to go from place to place. It sounds like Zechila has to be like a real tzur of a Zechila. So maybe it does have to be Nikra. Why is he so convinced over here that it doesn't have to be Nikra? Second of all, Lemaisa, we're still going that the Rosh himself holds that if this is the psul of Zechila, why is the Rosh so convinced? Why is the Mechaber so convinced that according to the Rosh, there's no problem of Havayah Davar Mekabel Tumah if you stopped it? It's the psul of Zechila, so it's a Zechila. So I want to say like this, that, and then we'll get back to the Rosh's pshat. The Iker point that the Rosh came to argue on the Rosh, in the whole sugi, he was taka arguing on the Rosh on both pshatim. He argued on the Rash completely, across the board, that this is not called Zoichlin. This is not the Psul of Zoichlin. Psul of Zoichlin is that the entire mikvah is b'zechila, and zechila has to mean mayim, which is moving from place to place, and that's the Psul of Zoichlin. And when you have a mayim, which is Psul out of Zoichlin, and it's taka has yen a psul in the Torah, that it's the Teres Kahanim makes a drasha, that's mayim moving from place to place, that it's like a mayan, it's not a mikvah, and whatever you have Megi Shaman, which is moving from place to place, and it's like a Mayan, it's possible. A mikvah has to be not bezechila. And if you have a mikvah which is bezechila, it's taka possible. And that's what the Rosh holds. Zuck the Rosh, a leak is not that. It's not a hole in the mikvah where you have, it's not a psul of zoichlin. It's not a psul of zoichlin. And a mela, since the mikvah is not possible, because the mikvah, that some water is going out, it's not a psul zoichlin that it's chal, that the whole mayim in the mikvah is bizchila. So mil, if you stop it with a davar shem makabel tuma, it's not called a vayim davar mishal makabel tuma, because the mikvah was never possible to begin with. It's not the tzur of the mikvah. It's not that it's not bashborin or it's bizchila. That's not called bizchila. And mamela, the zchila is when the tzur of the mayim is flowing, and therefore this is a kosher mikvah be'etzem. And therefore, there's no problem of a vayah b'davar shem makabatum, and therefore, that cannot be pshat in our Mishnah. Because the whole pshat in the Mishnah is when you're coming to stuff it up with the davar shem makabatum. That's the whole point of the Mishnah coming to teach me. And the Rosh argued straight out on the Rosh on that. And that was the tachlis of the Rosh in all of his questions. He was asking on the Rosh's pshat in the Mishnah. And the halacha comes out of there also, that memela, since that's not pshat in the Mishnah, there's never going to be a problem of stuffing up a hole in a mikvah with the davar shem makabatum, because that was a chiddush of our Mishnah, and that's not pshat in our Mishnah. And it's not bezechila, and he's blibing with all that. This thing that if there's a hole in less than 40, the Rosh holds like the Rivash, that it's not chibur. That's misvara. The mekomakon misvara islay. The lo yishar men pasul. That's not the ikar psul zechila. That's a new halacha that he also holds like the Rivash. The goyin holds in a few places that according to Rivash, that is the only psul. That is the psul zeichlin. But we're proving that the Rosh can't hold like that. The Rosh can't hold that is the only psul of Zoichlin. Maybe the Ravid and the Ron can hold like that, but the Rosh can't hold like that. So the Rosh is, the Goyin added that word in Tzadi, Svir le lator de mikomakom misvara islay. He holds a bit be'etzim. He holds like the Rivash and Svara, that if you have a leak in the mikvah, then the water that's going to be Zoichl out is not mitzarif to the shir. That's not the ikar psul of Zoichlin. That's a Svara that he holds like that. And Memela, that idea, since it's not a psul in the rest of the mikvah, it's just that the water going out it's not going to surf. If you keep it in the mikvah, it's not called a havaya b'davar shem mekabel tumah. So mamele yod is not called a havaya b'davar shem mekabel tumah. You're just making sure that you have a shear, and mamele that's not. You have a shear. Over there, in the case we did in kol shul, in the case of mayan oimid, in the case we're in a mayan oimid. No, you wouldn't.
The Torah's claim is given by mikvah, not by
mayan. Right.
We're going to get by a mikvah to ever have a din
psul. No, so he's saying is that there is a psul zechila when there's a din that you need. Over there, the din is you need that burn. Over there, that din, when you have rabo and oitzen, so noitzen is on mitar, bashbarim. Over there, when you made an oimid, and you made it zechil, so that zechil is not kosher. So he's saying that zechil is possible. It's not mitar, bashbarim. What? What'd you say?
That's
not a mikvah, it's a mine.
It's make shalom over there. It can make shalom.
It's really make shalom.
And you mean according to the Rosh, it's only negaya by a.
What most of the mine is it? Most of the mikvah is it?
Where?
Some mikvah, 1,000 so on, and 800 is
it? Oh, what?
So it's not just a school passing through. That whole thing would be no good.
I mean, you have to know if it's negia to the other dinim, like what are you asking? You're saying that din is. But I'm saying that's a din and how make shamans matar. Make shamans matar, but that's
boring. I don't see it's never going to be the test. Can be Josh and never going to be a mikvah. And it needs a ashbarim. Because anyway, it's impossible. It doesn't have a mamsa.
Is what?
Mikvah and tamayin.
No,
that
has to be
kosher.
So
the tamayin, it's not a mikvah.
No.
This is going to be a mikvah.
So, I don't know if that's fair because I think there are cases where you need the miyat of zoichlin for it. So that Mishnah and the Mishnah of Zion is talking about that case of Oymid, which ended up saying that was the main case. Otherwise, it's bottle. Otherwise, if it's roiv zoichlin, it's bottle. We said, unless you're putting roiv into the mayan, but it's make shalom. And when you're creating that zechila, that zechila is possible. You see what I'm saying? But I'm saying, but that zechila is not matar. So that zechila is possible. But that zechila is possible. This drop to his kind. So the memela. So that was the ikra taina of the rush. Now the goin holds that this din, if it's not kataphras, if it's zoichel, it's not mitzarf, is even by zechila she'en any keres. Hagam, the etzim tzur of zechila maybe has to be that it's mimokim lamokim, but if it's a vard and tzir, if it's vard, it's in any keres. Okay. So that's how he held over there. Shaz, what about the rash? So the rash argues. So the rash holds that a different mahalach. So I was thinking a whole different mahalach in the Rash, which is lahalacha, not like Reuven, and lahalacha, Rachim Sima goes like that, and answers the questions that we had. That the Rash holds that when you have a mikvah, ba'ashboirin, and there's a leak in the mikvah, that it's be'etzem a psu, it's chal a psul in the whole mikvah. The topic of the Rash in that pshat was, where is the hole? So the first pshat was, if the hole's above the 40, if the hole's above the 40, then he says that the psul, it's also chal that the psul is in the mikvah, like the lashon of the Torah, nasu kulan zoichlin, and the mikvah has in it a zechila. In the second shot, he's saying that it's only when the hole is on the bottom, then in the ikar shir, that's where the psul zechila is going to be chal. Maisa, he had a lashon that it means he's toivel b'mayim el yoinim. So what does that mean? Ruin said it means he's being told my million. The thing may be like this. Be'etzem, the whole idea, and we'll just say the idea first and then we'll add a svar to it. But the whole idea is like this. is that when you have mayim bat, the whole chiddush of mei mikvah is the mikvah has to be bashboyren. The idea of bashboyren is that the mikvah has to be mitzurif in one place. It has to be mitzurif in one place. When you have what the chiddush of the bashboyren is that all the mayim is together and they're mitzurif by this mokin. There's a din, Beit Knishta, the Mayim, like the Targum says, there's a makam that's holding the mikvah, the Mayim, and this is the mikvah, and Memela, everything over here, is mitzarev all the Mayim to be one Shem mikvah. It's mitzarev all the Mayim to be one mikvah, like we had by Eirvin. If you turn to the Mechitzah, it's like Dalaran, it's all one place. So wherever you are, you're in all of it, right? So the pshat is that when you're Bashboyrin, the Chiddush of Bashboyrin, we don't want Mayim all over the place, we want all the Mayim to be gathered, so it's one piece of mayim. It's one cheftz of mayim. It's all together, and it's mitzurif in this ashbayrin. The koyach of the ashbayrin is that since it's all in one place, it's blibing one mikvah. It's all. So when you're toich, when you're being held in one place, so it's all considered one mikvah. And you need that. You need the ashbayrin. Otherwise, the mayim is not mitzurif to each other. So you need that the mayim ashbayrin and the koyach of the ashbayrin is the din of the ashbayrin, the kibay mayim has to be all together as one. Like the Rabbi Avraham ben Agra says, is that it all becomes one. He says that's the lashon of lishosha kivisi Hashem. It's like you have to bring everything that you hope for and all put it to Akash Baruch Hu. Like it's kivoy. It's all the need of kivoy is nothing else except Akash Baruch Hu. So he says that's the kavul makom echad. Anyway, so the mikvah is the gathering of everything in one and it's blibing one place. The din of zechila is that it's a stira to seeing it bashboyren. The whole idea of zechila is that it's not being mitzurif to the place. It's not shayach to this makom. It's not so much shayach to this place because it's coming out of this place. So the place of the koyach of the ashboyren, you're missing in the koyach to see it mitzurif as one because the mind is not staying all in one place. So the nekuda is that since legabe. The point of the Rash is in the first pshat is that since in the Tevila you see that when I'm being toivel in the mikvah I'm being toivel in all the mayim even if my head is beneath and I'm only in the 40, the point is that it's chal the Tevila in the entire mikvah because the koyach of the Tevila is taking place in the mikvah. There's one makom Tevila here. Since there's one makom Tevila, so memela it's one mikvah, and if there's a zechila here, then it's chal a psul in the mikvah that this is not bashbar. It's a new psul. It's not felt in the shir, and maybe it's not felt in the tzur of the mayim. It's felt in the koyach of the ashbayrin to see that the mayim is together in the ashbayrin. It's a chesaron in the shem ashbayrin and shem kibuy mayim when the mayim is coming out. And since it's one makom tevila, so wherever there's going to be a teiras zechila in it, it passes the whole mikvah. And that's the point of the Rash is to say is that it's chal the mikvah psul of zechila. In the middle, if you're kashering it, it's havaya di davar kam kala tuba. And that was the Rosh's ikar problem, that's not true. It's not chal psul in the etzem mikvah ayde this. Maybe it's felt sheer if it's less than 40, or maybe when it's all by itself, it has to be going mimakam lomakam, so the whole tzur of the mayim is bizchila. But this is not the tzur of the mayim, it's not bizchila. The mayim is really here, but it's felt in seeing that the mayim is together because it's being zoichel out of the makam. And the second pshat of the Rosh is not changing that yisoid. The second pshat of the Rash is saying is that we don't see all the mayim bizechila. We only see the part of the mayim. If it's less than 40, that's where that's how to be meichel the psul. In the mikvah, you don't even have a sheer 40 that's bashbayrin. But it was all one psul. It's not changing the yisur of the psul. And the yisur of the psul is that...
On the table on the top there.
Right, no. So like this. According to this pshat, we were never talking about you being toivel on the top. You're always toivel on the bottom of the mikvah. The first pshat was saying that even when you're toivel on the bottom of the mikvah, the whole mikvah is bezechila, because the mikvah is not bashboyrin. And the second pshat is saying is that no, if you have 40 underneath,
that
that's...
That everybody agrees you always have to be toivel on the bottom 40?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you're toivel on the bottom 40, and that was a machlokes. Is it kosher to be toivel on the bottom 40 or not? But even the second pshat would hold that if your head is in the part that's zoichel, it's not good. Which is Lechem Simmel says in the Starber like that. Because that's something, that's mayim zoich, and it just doesn't create a zechila in the bottom 40 because you have a sheer mikvah that's still. So now, that would be pshat. Now, according to this, you could still declare this whole, is it a din in the ma'aseh tevila? Is it? We're saying it's a din in the ashbayrin. We still didn't say it's a din in the tevila, whatever that means exactly, but it's a din in the ashbayrin, and we don't see the mayim ashbayrin so well when it's bezechila. And that was the machlokes, and that's the shita of the Rash that says that this is a problem. Now, Okay, now I'm going to say Chiddush. So, the problem is...
No, why do you think the Rosh is going to be killing if Misfar...
The Rosh, you mean?
Rosh. The Goyen is Rosh, he's saying Misfar is the problem. So why go to the Goyen?
Meaning to say that... So according to the way I'm saying it, what you have to say is that... Actually, you see an Ashbayern over here, and it's just the leek taking away the shear. So... Well,
yes.
Pulsum is from before you put the kalim in, but it's not putting the kalim is not a problem because you have a mukum that you have 40 and just going out. It's not totally, but you have to say that it's not totally
you're
flowing out.
The other
misfar, there's no 40. Right, I'm saying, but the rush holds in general that there's no problem of avaya in such a case. Right, so it's not changing the. If you have a mikvah 40 and it's leaking out, it's not a problem. You're asking by chardless, it's not mashma that you have it together at all. It's not mashma, it's together and it's leaking. It's mashma, what?
He's going to put
sid,
right?
Yeah, that's fun. No, I thought you were asking stamza. Forget the sid part. How you allowed to b'chal be good?
No, that's the sid.
Okay, sid is good. Oh, you mean it's still leaking out? Yeah, okay. The velta asked that question. I don't know what the answer to that is. I don't have a good answer to that. But, and even my answer is not going to help. What I'm going to say for the Rosh. So like this, so the problem is, what we're saying is that it comes out, if you're going to say like this, so it means it's a real psul in a mikvah, which is zoichel. So we're back to the question, and you're not allowed to stuff it up with Davar Shem Kabbatumah. So what about the Rav's question, the Rishonim's question, that Lamaisa, the end of the Perek, talks about a chardless. And it says that Beisil says ain matbilin moedim shugoy de bekelim. It's the first mishnah. You're not like that. That you're not allowed to do your davar shel mekabel tumah. And who adin? It's also by amah shel mayim. It says that it's bashaka. According to the way we're learning, why you're allowed to do hashaka l'chayra. There's a psul mikvah over here. So there's enough time. But the ma'aseh there's an unbelievable gidulei sahara. I just saw it this morning when I was after the shrine because there's a Asal Chazanish, I didn't fully understand. But he says, Gedulei Tahara over here on this sif says that the, he says like this, he said that the entire psul, Beishamai holds that a chardulis shel geshamim, you're allowed to be toivolin. So what, Beishamai doesn't hold the zoichlin, it's a teres kahanim, they don't hold the whole thing, it's very modern. And we never found in any other Mishnayos, Beishamai wakes up and says, there's no problem of Zoichlin in a mikvah. All of a sudden here they say, Beishamai Oymim, you can be Toivel in a Chardul Shal Gishamim. So, and it's also interesting to note, okay, so he says that the Pshat is, Zok to Gidulei Tahara, that this is not a typical Zoichlin. Why? Because the entire Psul of Zoichlin is, when it was already Bash Boyerin, and now it's going out of the Ash Boyerin, so, like we're saying, it's a steer to seeing a Bash Boyerin, and memela, it's mechusar in the shem mikvah. But if this is a chardul shel gesham, it means it rained onto the mountain and it's flowing down, so it's still in its original state. So he says this state of it is called its makam, and until it becomes bashburin, it's kosher. Until it comes bashburin in the first place, then you could say that this is its makam, and memela, this is a kosher mikvah. This is what he says. The Chazanish in Mishnah Aleph, Perek Vav, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, there's something called Meitamtzios. Meitamtzios, the Rash Tainas, means Chardulos Shel Geshamim. Chardulos Shel Geshamim is this idea. So the Big Talmud and Achronim, basically, but basically what they say is a Chardulos Shel Geshamim. The Rash seems to learn in Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, a chardul shel geshamim is metar maim tmeim that falls into it. It's metar maim tmeim that falls into it, even though it's bezechila. Why? It's because the Rash Hashita is that the way you metar maim tmeim is with the shem mikvah, ach maim tar, mikvah maim yatar, so it has a shem mikvah to it. That means that mei geshamim, before they become bashbaran, have some sort of a shem mikvah to it. If they're still flowing down, mitzad their natural form. So now, so memeh like this, it could be it has a shem mikvah by itself. It's a mechudish to kashem mikvah because this is the natural place the way it is. since it's the natural form of the Meg Shamim, so it has a Pesach Hashem Mikvah. But Pesilla holds, it's only Hashem Mikvah Lagabe itself. Maybe it's only Hashem Mikvah Lagabe itself. But it doesn't have Hashem Mikvah Lagabe, you can't do a Tevila over there. It's not Matar or anything else. Once it goes Bashbarin, then the whole Hashem Mikvah is totally being Bashbarin. But it has some sort of Hashem Mikvah by itself. So the Machlik Vishama Beisila, they both agree that until it comes Bashbar and the Pesul's Zechila is not so much Chal to Mafkia the entire Shem Mikvah from the mind. Vishama says it's Mamash Kosher. Beisila says it's not Kosher, but it's still not a Mikvah of Tahara to Mitar, of maybe to be Tovah. So what we're trying to say is that maybe you could say in the Rash, and then I think Bashar Dover May says something like this, Lagabe, the other one. Every single place that you're going to find that all these kashas on the Rash, that the Rash holds, it's Machsher, the mind, the Mehashaka, and there's another Rash over there in the next Mishnah, that you could mitzarf to the Shir Memsa, Mayim Zoichlin. He always goes out of his way to say it's Chardel Shal Gesham. That means it's not a regular Bashburn. So Chardel Shal Gesham has a Mzunder Koyach, that zechila doesn't share the ashbayrin because it never got to ashbayrin. So this koyach zechila is a bezundra shem mikvah on it, and mamela this shem mikvah could be mitar bahashaka. And perhaps you could say that since it has shem mikvah to it, so mamela there Beis Hillel holds that if you're maimed it b'davar tavshu makabel tuma to make it into a mikvah for tefila, so maybe over there it's not a problem. It's only here that when it's bashbayrin. Over here, it's Bashburin. So just to add on, this that you need Bashburin, could be we were saying before that it needs to bring all the Mayim together. It needs to bring the Mayim together. Maybe the Vart is to be able to see a Tevila over there. And now it's Chalan, a Hashem Mikvah of Tevila. This is the Hashem Mikvah of Tevila. This is the Hashem Mikvah. If it's Zoichel out of here, then it's not even going to be Hashem Mikvah to Machshar Achayim. And the there, it's going to lose the Shem Mikvah completely. So you're giving the Shem Mikvah with Dar Shem Kabbal Tumah, that's a problem. But in Chardless, Shal Gishomim, over there where it has a Shem Mikvah, Lagabi, the entire mind goes into it, or for Hashaka, could be there to be Maimin, but Dar Shem Kabbal Tumah, it's not going to be a problem. And that's a pshat over there. That's extra Chiddish. I'll pay the Gedulei Tahara to answer that question. Okay.
Oh, sure.